Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is Thursday, April 20th, 2017, and it is Dream Theme Thursday, and we're getting closer and closer to the summit. I can't believe it's like now I'm getting people ready and I'm talking to them and just moving things along, and it's just so incredible. Just what an experience putting this together. What an experience. And it's so much fun. So I can't wait to see you guys there. And we're getting started on Dream Theme Thursday. I have quite a few dreams. I have one from Marco. Marco had sent me three, and they were intertwined in an email. So in an inbox. So I pulled them out, and I found one that, you know, there were some that they almost all went together about things being too high or other things happening. So this one is, I'm going to start it now. It says, I don't remember the complete dream, but only a small part of it. I had a small plant in a flower pot. And I saw it in the ground with dirty animals, worms, also three different kinds, a thick green and black one, a small black ones, and transparent small ones, the tiny green one. I could only see one between the plant, but then I realized that that could be on my clothes, and suddenly I felt in my mouth. I walked up to the water to clean my mouth, but there was no water out of it. So I walked to a small water tap with just a little water, and I cleaned my mouth. Everything came out in my dream. It was a really dirty feeling. I am worried that I had... Oh, I think we read this one about the animals, because I remember, did I read it? Somebody tell me in the chat, because I don't know if I read it personally or if I actually did the dream. Because I had a synopsis of the dreams in the bottom, and it was such an amazing synopsis. Okay, so here's another small pot or another. Yeah, we did do that one, Francis. I thought so. So now we have a second one, and it says, I just remember a small part, but I know there was more about cranes in my dream. I think I remember that I was driving a crane on wheels, but what I remember for sure is that there was a high crane for buildings, which have to be built. Then I saw an old colleague, and we had to build a crane, also a high one, but this crane was very unstable. The user manual told us to fix the crane to an open window so that I could stand safely without collapsing. There was a window open, so the crane was fixed at this window to give it stabilization. I said to my colleague, this is weird. This crane is much more unstable than the other one. This is all I can remember of my dream. So that's all he could remember of his dream. I'm seeing two on the list. Oh, look, we have two Liam Collies. Oh, that's weird. In the chat, you're seeing two Liam Collies? Oh, that's weird. I only see one on the list now. I don't know if two came up when maybe you were getting off and getting back on and one didn't come off fast enough. I hope that's it. So we'll see. So in Marco's dream about the crane being unstable and it being high and him needing safety, this dream is telling you one huge thing. And actually, it goes with the other dream. And actually, there was kind of a synopsis on the bottom where he said, I sent you three dreams, I think 2 weeks ago. One did about a crane used to build buildings. The other one did go about people who said that I did something illegal and that I defined a lawyer, and another about a demon who was in a room with a girl, which I wanted to help leave the room. I don't know if you received them. So the one about the crane, but when I read these, just the descriptions of them, I realized that all these dreams, they're about fixing one thing that needs to be done, paying attention to it, doing what's right, Because doing what's right is really, really important. When you have to fix a crane, that means it will take care of an entire building. It will build the entire building, and you feel it's unstable. You want to fix it so things will be right, and you're willing to take chances to fix it, but you have to know that in those chances, you are safe. Safety is very important to you, which would be like a no-brainer with the crane dream. But when there's something illegal and you have to prove you're okay, or someone's trying to hurt somebody and you're trying to help them, it's like you're put in these situations that feel like they need to be fixed. That one thing needs to fix them. Either you're paying attention to fixing it, paying attention to changing it, paying attention to making it stronger, paying attention to it going away, but you have found a way to always put yourself in a situation where you are useful, where you are of help to somebody, and you are there of safety, that you are a safe haven. You are a good place for somebody to be, because you're going to make sure that everything goes okay. It's actually, these are very noble dreams. Every single one of them, it's like noble. And look up the word noble and really find its answering, because when you're the person who's fixing those things or righting wrongs or helping a woman or writing an illegal accusation or fixing something that will not hold up a building, you have a high sense of nobility, and that sense of nobility is all-encompassing. It almost doesn't need anyone else to validate it. You know that if something is in your hands, you are going to do the right thing. You're going to do the best that you can. Even if it's something you want and something might not feel like it's falling in place, you don't want it until you know if you can take care of it, if you can fix it and make it what it needs to be so that now it can be used properly, or the person is free of a burden, or somebody isn't being wrongly accused. You're always on the side of the law in a way. Very interesting, very high sense of nobility. You're a noble person, you're respectful, you have high integrity. And those are your best features. Those are things people look for in each other. But sometimes the tasks feel so impossible that you feel like it's going to take a long time to get what you want, because you have to fix this first and fix that first and make sure that's already in a row. You're starting to break away from that because now you're actively fixing. So if you're actively fixing, at least mentally, you feel like you're on your way there. It's interesting. The synopsis of your dreams told me as much as your dreams, maybe even more, because even just the way you remembered them, what they were telling you. It's like your time to go on to something else in life. It might be a little scary. You might get caught up and I got to fix this and I got to fix that. I got to be perfect. I got to make sure. And you start fixing things and taking care of things and making sure that things are okay before you go on. But you're going to find out you can do both. And that's part of the growing. These dreams are telling you those things. Just, okay, you have a way to fix this. Look, there's a window to fix the crane. Hey, look, you just got accused of something and now you got to fix that. And, oh, look, you're going to help this girl get out of where she's at. It's interesting that at this time in life, because Marco, you have such a strong sense of who you are and you've studied why things have come to you, enough to fix things and enough to help people and enough to take care of and right the wrongs. That's interesting. Good growth dreams. But, oh, wow, I've made it to here. I'm ready for the next step in my life. My second dream I have is from Maria Luis. And she says, I have a reoccurring dream that I am in a car and cannot get the brakes to work. I get to my destination, but the car won't stop. Also, another reoccurring dream is that I get a baby. I have always wanted to adopt another. Or I am handed a baby to hold, and it is so heavy, I drop it. It is horrifying. Baby bumps its head. There's only one time I was able to hold a baby, and it felt a normal weight. Both of these dreams, and I would sure like to know a little bit more about you as a person, are telling you that you don't know how to say no. You have a hard time saying no. Enough to where you can't even stop a car or stop yourself from dropping a baby. You are a yes person. You probably work really, really hard. But now the car that you're in won't listen to you, and it won't stop when you want it to stop. And you want to adopt another baby. But every time you're handed one, it's too heavy. It's like telling you know your limits. Appreciate what you have and don't look at what's missing. Because if a car won't let you stop, that means you aren't able to stop yourself from anything, even dropping a baby. Pay attention to what interest you're putting into the things that you have in your life. And also pay attention to the fact that are you hiding something from yourself, like maybe saying yes when you need to say no, and putting too much pressure on yourself for the things that are missing in your life rather than the things that are there. I was in a car that didn't stop, and I couldn't stop it. It happened to me, and I turned the car back into Lemon Law because that was like the seventh time it happened. But I had to say, this is not okay. And I took the car to the dealer, and I put the car in their driveway, and I said, you're taking this car back. I bought it. You fixed it. It doesn't stop. Every time you fix it, it still doesn't stop. There's something obviously wrong with the car. And they looked at me, and they said, you have to take your car. You can't just leave it here. I said, I bought it here. How else do I protect myself? The car won't stop. The guy said, well, I'm not an attorney like you. He thought I was a lawyer dropping off the car. And I thought, no, I'm not a lawyer. I'm a mom. And if you take your family and put your family in that car and drive it on the freeway, then I will come back and pick it up. That's when he agreed to let me leave it there. And I had them get me a rental car, so that at least I had a car that stopped. That feeling in your dream of not being able to stop your car means that you need to stop whatever's going on in your life. You need to say no to it, that you feel like you're on a runaway train. The things are happening that are in your mind scary, and you are unable to control them. And sometimes the scariest thing is truly not being able to say no to yourself, let alone to somebody else, about that inner need to do everything, to please everyone. It's amazing how when you have these dreams and they're reoccurring, that the message needs to be heard. Reoccurring dreams are something that needs to be paid attention to pretty soon. But learn to reel your life in. Keep in it what you need. Take out of it what you don't. The world will still survive with you making that decision. There was a big lesson I learned when I in 1999, I got hit by a car crossing the street in Beverly Hills. And I was running from one side of the street to the other, and boom, I just got picked up by this car and thrown back on the ground. And I remember thinking, had I died that day, all that work that I thought I had to do, all that stuff that was on my plate, including raising my kids, somebody else would have had to do if I wasn't there somehow. That the world would still survive without me. But when we get so stuck in our worlds, and we don't think the world will survive without us, then we live with all this pressure. And these dreams are both like, look, I did the worst thing I could do. My car couldn't stop or I dropped a baby. But you got to pay attention to what belongs in your life and what doesn't. Because life is going to go on with or without you. And if you decide what you're going to put your time and energy into, you can at least enjoy your life while you're here doing all these things. If something isn't yours, give it away. Somebody else will pick it up in our world who it means more to. Because what you do, if you pay attention to it and you don't want to do it, you're not going to do it well, so you're not going to be satisfied, and neither is anybody else, because the energy in it will not be fruitful for the people that are receiving it. But if somebody loves it, they're going to do it with everything they've got, just like you would if you loved something. So don't spread your energy out too thin. Keep it close by. Pay attention to the things that you are doing in your life that you actually don't want to be doing right now. And then go on from there. I hope that helped you, Maria. I have another dream from Princess Leia. This one was on April 4th, her dream. I dreamed that our lead tenant was making my friend, Catherine, from high school back in Germany, work very hard. And she had missed out something, like cleaning the table. And he is very strict, and he was so angry just because of one tiny detail missing, even though everything else was done almost to perfection and complete. And he didn't even pay her for doing the whole house for him, and she still did it for him. A 40 hours week at least, while he does not do anything for himself, he never has to clean because of how she had to take care of him. I don't remember what she got out of cleaning for him. I think a stay in the UK so that she could study, but can't remember 100% if that was in the dream or if I don't remember if I was the one who made her start cleaning the table late due to talking to her for too long, knowing she had to leave, but she hadn't seen others in ages. I tried to stick up for her and explain that she had to do and done all these things, other housework things, and she chimed in, I think, with how she had to study on the side. And he didn't say anything. He went quiet. I explained she was a fragile person, as her personality had always been soft and sensitive and fragile back in Germany, even in real life. His silence gave the impression that he was taking this in and thinking about it, but in real life, he never does. In real life, no matter what you say, he thinks you're telling him no and that he's wrong, and then he just gets on it and has a big fat go at you. Or at best case scenario, cuts through your words, doesn't let you talk, and proceeds to correct you back in the statement, even when you merely underlining the statement with an example of your own life. But it seems that I'm the one person in the house whom it bothers the most. This is really a person here who is getting to live here in exchange for doing the cleaning for him. And everything's almost the same, except she is a different person. She doesn't study. But sometimes he is quiet and he just ignores you. And when I stood there in my dream, I was not clear if he was actually listening or just ignoring me to try to show me I was below him and didn't care for my one-up opinion, which he did to me 3 days before the dream happened. He just looked at me with, "Ugh, you kind of ghastly thing, are you? If someone puts you down, that's the one thing with the issue, not you. But the rest really does get to me. He's never just normal. He always has to act like you did the biggest something injection into life. I think normal words that are not ones mentioned above to him, it means you're being rude and disrespectful and have no manners whatsoever because you're trying to express your own self. And he thinks he's being treated extremely unfairly, and ignoring you is one of the ways of dealing with that." This person, what you're dreaming is, you are a limits pusher. You like to push things, people to their limits and then see what happens and then look at their reaction. It's like almost a form of entertainment to be involved when it's not even your cause but maybe somebody else's cause, because you like to play the devil's advocate. Well, you know, she did all of this, but she didn't do this. And why are you being so mean? And you're talking for the girl, but then the man himself doesn't really pay attention to you either. So you pick people who are hard to please, and you want to take their opinions, and you want to see how far you can push them. So you're almost like a limits pusher in your dream. You know, you want to push things to their limits. You want to see what really comes out of people. You want to see if the people around you are real. So you just throw this at them, and then you throw that at them, and then once they react, that reaction tells you what you wanted to know. It's a very interesting dream because it starts out with a girl who you actually know and a man you actually know and a man you actually have a relationship with, and you know what they're like in real life, but in the dream, they're a whole nother person. And even if you didn't tell me what they're like in real life, that's not even the important part. What the important part is your role in your own dream. And it's like you take the person that everybody thinks knows everything and you try to rattle them. Like, okay, you're the one in charge. You're the one making decisions. You're the one that you're helping this person and this person's working for you. So what that she didn't finish that? You know, she's studying, and then all the excuses come in, all the reasons come in, and then you have a reason to dig deeper into the mind of another person. And that digging, it actually thrills you because it gives you what really you like to know, what's really going on, and not just the face of what people are doing. And you ask the question at the end that maybe this dream was telling me to listen more closely to others. I would go even a step further that it's teaching you to listen more closely to yourself. Look at what you're doing. Look at what you're putting your time into and decide if you just want to keep segueing or do you actually want to do what you want to do. Because sometimes, like this girl, maybe not finishing one thing, she could have finished it. It could have been done. No one would have said anything. But instead, that was the last thing, and that didn't get done to perfection, even though everything else was, which says that's not typical of her personality. If she did everything for perfect, and then one thing she left, then she was looking for attention for that one thing. So it's always trying to find that needle in a haystack and then blaming the person who notices it, and giving them a right to blame the person who didn't, and then fighting for the underdog. The underdog mentality is what's alive and well. It's not about what they said or what they did, but when you take somebody and you want to bring them down a notch, it's to bring yourself up a notch because you feel like you should win because you're the underdog. Look at everything else she did. Look at why she did everything else. Look at how well she did everything else. And then you leave this one thing down there like bait. Or you say something that infuriates someone and then you kind of, you know, want to pick apart their response. Because then it makes you feel like you're fighting for something that's right. But the dream is all talking about the underdog mentality, where you know what you're talking about, but you might not say it right away. And you kind of lead the person there because a conversation is very important for you, because knowing the psyche of someone is entertaining, actually. And the way you can see the entertainment is how you wanted to fight for this girl, but you knew both sides of it. Well, maybe she just has to do that. Maybe he doesn't pay her. Maybe this, that. But that didn't matter to you as much as the fact is that there was one thing that wasn't done, and he came out on that one thing. And then he came out on you. My big question is, why are you even there in the first place? So those are questions to ask yourself. That do you want to spread yourself so thin that you want to discover how everybody thinks? Or do you want to just take what you think and make something happen through how you think? Because sometimes we forget that all we need is to know ourselves, and then what other people do, instead of it being entertaining or something we put our time into in that way, we end up meeting people who are also doing things. And part of this is probably a pattern of repetition, because it jumped from her to you and the person was still the same and hard to please. And, you know, why did we pick these people with hard to please? And then you said, I ask myself why it bothers me so much when the rest of the household, even if unhappy, is content enough with simply saying yes, okay, to do it, and just to continue with what is behind his back. And again, it's a thing about authority and being an underdog. Pay attention to that. There's a lot of like, you know, well, they or that person has so much power. Nobody has more power than you have. Just like when I thought I got hit and I thought, okay, it's over for me. How much power did I have then to do any of these things? None. I was pretty much taken off the table, taken out of the loop of my own life. And in that moment, I realized life will go on without me. So when I jump back from this, if I jump back from it, then what do I want? And it starts to clarify in your mind what's important and what isn't. And this is telling you that you don't need to jump into anybody else's business. Don't fight the people that are just hard to fight. Fight yourself. Grow yourself. Grow your soul. Push yourself. Because then when you do that, none of the other frivolous stuff that takes up time and energy all day and actually at the end of the day isn't going to do anybody any good, pay attention to you. And let everybody else pay attention to them. I see Liam wrote in the chat, when we take away someone's power, we had said to existence that they had more power, and that is what placed them in the position of power they didn't even want. The universe is objective in its listening. That is the irony. But this train of thought happens a lot as we're growing. And then we realize, okay, we don't have to knock down the guy on top because no one put him on top. I did. And if it's the president of a company or president of a country, there's a reason why each person can't get in touch with them, because it weeds out all of the kind of people that just need to bring them down because they don't have time for that. It's amazing how these dreams, they're like a show and tell of your life. They give you everything you need to know and have needed to know all along. Series of dreams that Marco had. He's a very noble person who wants to help, who wants to take care of, who wants things to be right. And now he has to know he deserves those things he's fighting for. And Mary Louise, just remember, you can say no to anything that you don't feel is right for you to do at this point in your life. You can say no. You guys, we have questions Friday. I love you guys. I will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.